Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special episode of the Working Class Podcast. We appreciate all your love and support and your kindness. We are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the Weight Rack Road. Best sunbed facility you will ever see. And also, none other than the best competition page in the world, R Kings. Yep. We have none other than Houses for Sale. Cars.
The Lambo up now. Green Lambo is a battler.
Lamborghini for 25p. Get on that, folks. These deals cannot be matched anywhere else.
And don't say it's not the best odds, because the fuck it is the best odds.
It is the best odds.
And we can say it if we want.
Yeah.
Because it is. So go on saying up. There's loads and loads and loads of good deals on there, not right, Steve?
Yeah, amazing.
We love you the best. Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'll suck my dick. That's usual.
Well, I mean, you've known me for 29 years.
I'm 28.
I'm 21.
You know, far longer than I've been born.
I'm
28. Welcome to the podcast, lads. Good to have you here.
Good to be back.
What
are you
laughing at, mate?
It's just how you just abruptly just...
late at night, guys. 10 o'clock at night. It's good to have Sean Paul and Tony on. We were meant to be with him yesterday, but unfortunately, we couldn't. Sean Paul, mate, what's it like being an old father now? Can you...
First of all, I want to say thanks for having me. It's my Working Class Podcast hat trick.
Yeah,
so it's always a pleasure to be sitting with you. Like, I love you a bit.
You know, you're part of a family, big man. Oh, you're welcome here anytime. Well, the last time you were here, I think it was with John Mann.
Yep, I've actually had to lose a bit of weight off that. I actually made John Mann look skinny. I had an IX top on, and fucking you could see my nipples and all hanging out. ever since, I've had to go fucking training and everything just come back on.
Well, you fairly had a glow up, big man. You're shooting a new haircut. I'm liking the attire, the goods. You're looking sharp, big man.
I had to get rid of the mohair. Fucking.
No, I was going to say, your hair looks way better now. You're a bit scruffy in the last one.
I know.
Thank
you. I know, Tony, it's good to have you back. You're only back on the island, a couple of days?
5 days now, is it? Yeah. It's actually good to be back, though. Fucking Magaluf. I don't know. It's just 9 months there. It's like an eternity, like, so...
Surprised you haven't got anybody pregnant yet.
I don't, you never know. The life's, you know, time's still going.
Yeah. Can you speak Spanish?
No, not really. Can you not? The thing is, like, when you live in a British resort, there's no fucking need to, do you know what I mean?
I learned loads now so far. Mucho gusto, señor.
We used to actually
learn French.
That's where I met you.
So these guys both first met on the Magaluf Strip. Two West Belfast gentlemen, and now they both live in Toonburg. What is the chances?
True. I didn't even know you were West Belfast. And then, well, I seen you at the Devonies one night for a boxing event.
He's
like, don't it! I was like,
Devonies when all the fucking pleasure boys were.
Scoot.
Say boxing, not box ring.
I was made that night when all them cars let themselves down.
Didn't
they?
The ring was slippery as fuck.
They're
coming back. They're going to Caffrey's.
Behave.
I seen a promotion for it today in the town. Some guys running about with a rabbit hat on.
Listen, any publicity
and a snake
publicity.
I'm gonna get them on the podcast.
They were meant to come on the podcast. I was messaging them. But there's fucking about 18 of them.
One or two representatives, like not the full fucking.
Imagine like that podcast, they're sitting on your laps.
It'd be like Khabib and all his cousins sitting in the bath, only big pleasure.
I've never seen that picture, that's fucking.
The Dagestani.
It's the whole Dagestani, like a firm, all just in the bath with each other, just rubbing against each other.
Did any of you see McGregor?
Different lifestyle, different culture.
He seems that he's come back.
I see now. He seems like sobriety's getting him or something, hasn't he? But I know what you mean now. Like, right, I've been watching him recently. Like, even like this tonality, the way he speaks in on that, it's like he's completely. You can tell he's not as cookie these days.
It's only one video, like, you know what I mean?
About 300
hour
videos.
He done well that day.
Did you see the one he was, some one of the fighters was walking out and he was just walking in front of him, shadow packs no way down there, right? He just sitting all on me, what the fuck are you doing, you maniac?
Who the fuck is that guy?
But his come up was the best thing ever. Like, he fast forward to UFC about 10 years.
He made him almost.
Did you see Tom Aspinall getting his fucking.
Get fingered?
Did you see the video where your woman, he actually says, what do you call the wee fucking. She's the wee slut of the UFC, Nina, is it? And she was like, he actually asked her, did she get fingered? Did you see the clip?
Tom Aspinall asked it.
Do you ever get fingered? And he get fingered, yeah.
Karma. But here, it looked really sore. Like, you can't really, you can't fight anyone if that happens to you.
Just going like that, you like, it's pretty intense. Like, your eye's not meant to take that harm. Even if someone's hitting you a dick, it's not going to go, like, it's not going to poke into your eyeballs the way a finger would.
But this is the thing, you're fighting, you fight with your fists, not. Like your fingers.
Tony, do you ever fight Magaluf? Because there's been times where you're having good crack Magaluf, enjoying yourself, and one minute you're just walking on a strip and you just turn around and there's big brawls everywhere. Yeah, like, beef is more chilled out. Like,
the thing is, like, if you're the favorite every dickhead, you'd be fighting every single night in the strip. I've just learned a long time ago just to bite your tongue and just stay away from it. Like, even that shit with HS, like, you talking about.
That's right,
fucking,
I was going to say, we are.
Oh, man, it's right
there.
Was right
the guy with the pink shirt? What, he backed him up the fuck, didn't he?
He's a good lad, you know, see the video of him.
I see the video of him,
I was going to dress up with him for Halloween there, the pink t-shirt and dye my hair ginger and everything.
Did he stay out there for the summer?
He stayed for a few days, and then HS flew him out to Santa, and then he went back to Scotland. But me and Joe had to. So the guy he beat up was a guy from his neighborhood.
Yeah,
so I'll take me kicking a guy here from West Belfast.
Jump off.
So see, me knocking his cut then, and then fucking he's going, you can't come back here just yet. So like, so he was shitting himself. So we had to get your man pink t-shirt to meet the guys, because apparently these guys are like hard cunts from this big mob boxing family. So like, your mom was getting death threats. Like, when you're fucked when you come back to Scotland here, the Motherwell was from, like, it was. So like, we had to like. Put him in the fucking car and drive him up to your mom. But like, your mom wasn't happy still. Like, even when he shook his hand and stuff, he's like, I feel like he thought like he should have just bothered him for that. But like, I said, your mom pink t-shirt, he's about fucking 10 feet, but he's only in like a 19-year-old kid leg, and do you know what I mean? And then boys are like 25, 26.
And you and Joe, like, made people like, because I seen Joe's video where he just made everyone like apologize and like sort it all out.
We got the two boys to squash it, because we just kind of fell off our pink t-shirt. He was drunk, he wanted to impress HS, because he's obviously a bit fanboying and stuff. So he was off his tits and he just got in and bothered him. But the next day, he's obviously woke up with fucking the fear, shitting himself and like, do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't even want to do that interview with me. And that interview went mad. Like, I'm near enough a million views on it. But like, fucking, he's like, he don't want to do that just in case it came back to him. So like, after that, we just got it all squashed. And yeah, he's been sweet ever since.
Has he been out again?
I'm going to see him here when I'm in Glasgow, I think. I said at the meetup and stuff.
As far as Motherwell from Glasgow, but my geography's terrible.
Fuck no, man.
Not too sure.
You want to go up or is he coming down?
He's going to be in Glasgow, like, I'm going to fuck him over well. Fuck that.
What about GSP? Have you been involved in any acts of violence in Magaluf?
Few of them. But the good times outweighed it. But I remember seeing a video with Tony and he was like, see, when you come over and all, like, you have to keep it like your work balance, like, different than your partying. He goes to the gym and all. Whereas I went over and I was just a pure alcoholic, like, I went for 4 or 5 months. It was just one big mad holiday, but I hardly even seen the sun. I was working 11 to half 4, but it was good crack, like. I was MCP.
Half 4 in the morning?
And then the clubs were open till 6. See, if you were in the bar, you had to just stay till 6. But if you were a PR, you were half 4 and then finished, and then you just got free drink everywhere you worked and all.
Well, you're right. There's no more pastier than a Magaluf worker. All they do is sleep all day and get ragged on.
My shoes were just full of was sand, like the whole time.
I hate that, mate.
I had like 3 pairs of shoes and all had sand in them.
That was like the
most. Andy, the sand out.
I know, but they get stuck inside it.
Oh, that was like the most sober summer I had, and that probably one of the most funnest. See, like that. See, like your mindset and just clarity. See, like your work ethic. Everything was out the window. So you just drink, and you don't want to do this, don't want to do that. See that? So you put yourself in that wee bitchy mindset. So I was like, fuck it. I said, I'll give myself like a week sober. I was like, I'll do another week. Yeah. I was like, so every time I was finished work, I had to go to the gym at night, because like from 4 to 6, that's like when all the workers like go out and get steaming. Yeah. So I'm like, if I don't go to the gym, I'm gonna fucking, if I don't go to the gym, I'm gonna go to gin. Oh, do you know what I mean? So I was like, so I used to go to the gym just to run away from it all. And then, but it was like,
that
good
place at the tapas strip where the workers went after till about 7 in the
morning. Oh yeah, that's cool. That's
yeah, that there was a spot like
Sky Lounge,
and you just sat in the big lounge.
What do you call the one you work in?
Lennon's Mansion, and you know, a few bars along the strip, but I kind of just promote them all, do you know what I mean? So yeah, you don't really work for one, you kind of work for all of them.
Right.
My first ever last one was Magaluf, like a few years
back. I worked MCP, so it was Tokyo Joe's and Bananas. I actually worked in Honey's first.
Tokyo Joe's and Bananas?
I worked in Honey's, the strip club at the start.
Was there not a thing
for 2 weeks, and then went to Tokyo Joe's. I used to live
actually. What did you do in the strip club, Jumbo?
What?
What did you work? Like, what was your job?
I was standing outside, and then just going to someone. Buy your mate a lap dance, and I'll go ahead. And then they were like, "No, what do you want about? Like, why you're not even buying your mate a lap dance? He's on holiday."
Trying to convince.
But the strippers love me because I started getting the more money, and then I got a pay raise. And they were like, thought I was like a wee lucky charm. I just came over, just tried it, and then I was class at it.
All right, mate, you look like a dirty boss. Or get in the phone.
Like, was there not a thing where you paid like €30 or something, or €40, and then you got into all the different like,
MCP? That's where I worked on.
Yeah, I remember.
Connor Murphy's still there, isn't he? He lived with me. He was a boy. He's been there for like 10 years. So shout out, Murph Dog.
Well, it's still a fame. I wouldn't say for £40 now.
Do you get drinks?
Yeah, you get and your first fee for free. But like
see, when I went to Magaluf as well, like, see, when you go on holiday and then your throat is mangled. My throat was mangled kind of the first week. And then I just adapted the environment. So it was harder to get drunk. You know what I mean? It was my throat. Didn't get a sore throat the rest of the time. I was actually lost loads of weight and didn't go to the gym or nothing.
See your first day of holiday.
Being in the sun,
sweating. See when you go first day of holiday, that's the day you be black. See the rest of the days. I struggle to get drunk.
No,
you never get the amount of steaming ever again. Like
you were
the whole
fucked holiday. In Ibiza the first
it's day. Like, it's like you hit your peak.
That's why I go to get absolutely fucking. That's why I lost my phone now. Fucking lost my iPhone.
You didn't lose it. I look like a man again.
No, that's exactly what happened.
Seen London. He's got his one stroke there. He was on FaceTime to his wife.
And
flew past the sewer on, just went.
Apparently, that's happening loads more.
I was going, what the fuck? And then I was standing on track. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what the fuck? Name's Liam, run after him. I was standing going, what the fuck? So you were never catching this bike. It flew up. It was an Atlantic bike. So I seen a car flying up. I run out in front of the car trying to stop the car to go to chase him.
Would have been class with like a car.
I know.
Or
would have been like,
the car just swerved away. It was like, because he was thinking I'm going to rob a car. I was like, we had 2 suits on. It was fucking outside the Big Ben in London.
Easy targets.
I was like, and see the thing is, Liam says they drove down by us, down the side of the road. And then they must have seen we were on FaceTime. And they just swung, I don't know, swung around, just flew up, grabbed the phone.
Can't be on FaceTime in the ends, bro.
That Bally's on.
I know a guy in Magaluf who lost his phone on a night out, and he's like, fuck it, I need to buy a new one. And he went and met this looky-looky man.
Why'd you say he lost it?
I'll get to that part. He went to go to this looky-looky man, and he goes, are you selling phones, yeah? And the guy went to the phone, and it was his phone, so he actually bought back his own phone. he's like, well, the looky-looky man was like, well, someone sold me this, so I'm going to sell you this. He's like, just fucking.
See my iPhone, they actually, when they stole it, it was unlocked. They could access your phone history.
They got your dirty buzzard.
They could access anything. Away, they turned it off because obviously you can track it on my iPhone.
But then
your bank details, everything.
But then I was in, obviously, black trying to fucking log into some security man's phone and lock myself out. So I locked myself out of the fucking my iCloud. I only got it back in the day, which was like 10 days later.
I bought a whippet, you know, like a greyhound. Like a dog.
This is a funny story.
I was in Liverpool, got my student loan, and I was black, and I was like, there's some homeless man. And I was like, I'll give you £200 for that dog. And grabbed the dog and was just showing everyone now, and was just walking him about. And then we were just like talking away, and then I started trusting the dog, so I was like, let it off the lead, but then it just ran away.
They're horrible wee dogs, yeah.
I think he's ran back to his owner.
He's trained him to do it.
Oh, and he's got his dog.
He sold some uppercut the next day.
£100.
Sells it every day.
You get whippets for free. They're giving them away for free here.
You get free whippets. I must have got stroke the cracker.
I wouldn't pay for one of them dogs. Like,
I was just blacklist.
You should have called it. What's the one they call Man About a Dog? Boots. Is it
Boots? Boots because he's got big feet.
What'd you call him?
Didn't even call him them.
He
ran away.
You didn't even call him. Nah. That's probably why he ran away. You didn't give him a fucking name.
He ran away before I could even name him.
But you must have had him for some sort of time.
Same as people say when I brought that pony to a house party, to say, what did you call it? I didn't even call it him. Like, it just followed me up at their street. I was with Doogies walking up. It was probably after your gaff, like. And then we went up the Sweet Peas, just walking with the pony, and then wrapped the door. And I was like, what's happening? I was like, it's all right if she comes in. And he's like, that's why you're trying to bring a fucking horse into my house. And we were until next morning, but the blinds were closed. But I fucking opened the blinds the next morning. The fucking pony was just sitting eating grass, staring through the window. And then I was walking home down Turf Lodge and then walking in the shop. And follow me in the shop. And then I just had the boat and split.
We get the cows and all the pigs and all
that. That's what I mean. That's the ponies. And I was meant to be in school. I was actually in sick fear. I was meant to be in school. And I rang in sick on the Monday. And I went in the Tuesday, and he's like, where were you Monday? I was like, sick and all. And he's like, you were sick? My bollocks, I seen you walking up Ballon Murphy with a horse. Fucking sick.
Mr. Valley.
Oh,
he watches the podcast.
Yeah, he's a legend, mate. Shout out. He got me to uni and all. He was sound.
What school did you go to?
I went to LaSalle, but I went to CBS.
I
for
CBS?
CBS for
we
sick
all
fear.
Done a wee stint at
CBS.
I
can tell, lads.
Did you CBS, right? No, here. I'm speaking of CBS, right? I'm not saying the teacher's name. Let's see my last week, girl. I'll tell you, you'll piss yourself. I was sitting there in the fucking karaoke bar. Office not t-shirts swinging about. I'm like, come on, bleep the name of us here. Can you make a wee beep?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm looking at the comm, like, this comes up, are you?
He's like, oh,
okay. He was off his nut. No, he's fucking about free Palestine.
I seen him in Thompson's one day, blacked, and we all got a picture of me, Ren O'Hara, Conal Kelly, Snowball. We took a selfie of him. And kind of,
I really want to take a line with this guy.
He was one of our bio teachers. Like,
when you don't sick fear, you just like. Realized teachers were just normal people. You just thought, like, when I was younger, I lived in school or something.
You see, yourself?
We went back to CBS to do a talk with the kids and all. We were sitting in the staff room, all the teachers, that just felt weird, no? Because, like, you never got to be in the staff room. You just kind of looked in and seen them all. And we were sitting there having lunch with them all. Well, this is what it used to be like. Yeah, this is what these
come. You think they all went back and stuck a charger in themselves and just went,
restart.
CBS was like, some funny teachers. Everyone had a nickname as well. Speedball by Mr. Barry. Fucking Cyburn Bob. What was his name again?
Cyburn Bob.
Pigeon.
Bob. Penguin was Mr. Barry.
Penguin was Mr. Barry.
Mr.
Kennedy. It's like a youth club, like, to be fair.
CBS.
CBS is going to watch us.
Exposed. Well, where's the camera? We're coming for you.
Do you reckon teachers have ever, like, about the road ever fucking... doing our whack whenever in the rooms whenever there's someone there, like.
I know someone from St. Mary's.
Popcorn.
No, like two, like, oh, like two, a male teacher and a female teacher. Friday hit on, like, on a wee date the night before, and then fucking, you know what I mean? There's like a wee break.
We detention.
No, I'm just story there.
No, man, I'm genuinely curious. Like, it's like he said a wee, like,
two free periods.
Like, we did. No, like, do you think that's actually happened? Huh?
Right.
I know from St. Mary's that they've done this, they've done this with the students as well.
Porn woman.
He was. Oh,
I know who that was. I bleep the name out, but
was it Mrs. Bleepstraw?
It was Kat and fucking Rash daughter. It's amazing. It was when I went there. I remember that happening. Like, she was on fucking Pornhub and everything. Big mama. Yeah. He was only fifth year or fourth year or something. He's doing her up.
Cut out all names and some of the
schools. Fuck sake, I'll just be beep 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 beep.
It was funny at CBS. I remember, like, we had, like, the very first, the first open gay kid. And, like, I remember he, like, came out and he thought it was going to be, like, something from this film. Do, like, he comes out and we all started clapping. And I swear everyone just started busting out laughing and started calling him cum bum. He's like, he thought people were going to start standing on the chairs. I'll be like, they're like, ah, come bum.
Come on.
Backfire.
Come out, man.
We were giving kind of news. We were like, everyone was like questioning it. And he's like, guys, listen, I'm gay. We're like, come bum.
Apparently, there was a wee girl in St. Genevieve or something stuck a fucking tin whistle or a recorder.
That's an all bullshit.
That's what I heard my music teacher done as well.
You believe when you're a kid, but seeing you grow up, you're like, ah,
I get told all these stories. I don't know.
Sure, someone wanked a dog with a Batman glove in every single state.
It wasn't you.
Oh, thank God, PG. You got thrown out for drinking. You weren't allowed to do your tests.
Forgot about that. Yeah. Back when it was a menace to society.
Oh, I had a wedding in school before. That was freaky as fuck. I remember that.
I used to love being a wee bastard in school.
I liked school. School was good crack. That's why I went to uni. It was just like big school. And then I'm in a call center. It feels like school. Anything like school is good crack.
I wasn't good in them environments.
What did you do in uni?
Tourism, business management. Got a degree and don't have a master's, is he?
What are you meant to do?
I went on holiday. Went to Berlin, no?
He's been about half the world.
We went to Berlin the other week.
Yeah, Berlin's
good. No, it helps. It's events and all, obviously. We're putting on events. Helps with all that there. And there's a lot of business side of things. Make you talk better. And with sales and all, too. So, if I didn't go, it wouldn't have been worth it. Like, it was all worth it.
Met big announcement, folks. 14th.
14th of November. Friday. At the Beehive, Titanic Temple. It's going to be the biggest one yet. We got Rainbow Slice in the house. Myself, Kick. It's going to be rocking. We got Capdat from Liverpool. He's big. R3C. And there's a few RX as well.
Some of Belfast's finest in the house.
And I'll be back for that one. Because I'm actually
definitely come down. Do you listen to rap music?
I dip in all the time. Like, I dip in at everything. You live in Magaluf. Everyone's just in a bubble to me. When I come back
better
here.
Better out of people. Who?
Something like that.
Their mate, weren't you? The other night there?
Who?
You?
Oh, who's mate? Cafe.
What was he saying?
No, I think he came to where I was in a...
I was talking to him the other day.
Oh, it's your past. He's doing a tune together.
I have to diss him first and then we might do a tune.
That'll see your disco. Just come in there.
Nah, not do it now. Just a couple of weak digs because he throws in me snammy ones, but it's not bad, you know what I mean? It's just friendly competition, but heard a couple of his tunes are good, like, not as good as ours, but well, they are good, I'll admit it.
Back on the column in there.
And yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. So, only time will tell.
So is it a KO?
Only time will tell.
It'll be funny, do it.
So I'll have a wee chat with him again.
I don't know. I think if KO would ever work.
Yeah. I couldn't do a tune with those Cavi. Limbo has
no, what's it mean? But like, think of whatever. Like, I think the hype's gone for it now. I think you probably sort of Cavi.
Transition's only a year old. We would break the internet. So we would.
It'd be funny. Do watch where you have like Tupac movies and like NWA movies. Imagine me like a movie about Kale. What do you call them? Discographic movies?
I know.
You imagine that there, like
biography movies.
What?
Like straight out of Compton. Oh, yeah, straight out of Compton. Yeah. Imagine me the Kale one.
Straight out of White Rock.
Straight out of the council.
Someone acting about Cavi fucking out of.
Who would play?
Sean Paul Allen on the floor.
Play Cavi Forax as the actor.
I couldn't drink. If I ever talk to him again, I wouldn't drink with him again.
See, when Cavi drinks, it's like he doesn't be on drugs, but you think he's on
black
drugs.
That's what I thought.
He's so like opposite the way he is.
I've been off the drinking, off the partying, and just all business stuff's actually working out better for me, you know what I mean? So connecting and networking and stuff. I have a couple of drinks after the show, but everything, the stars are aligned and I don't need K-hole to succeed, but obviously if that's on the side, you can do that. Do what I need to do. Do what everyone else needs to do. But no matter what, with or without it, the only way is up. Like, it's going to go well. Like,
see, to be fair, like, as far as tunes go in Belfast too, a lot of people didn't like it, but I don't think it's still being paid by anybody else. Like,
nah. Kizabella was close, and that's them two songs are the best, I say. And that's your solo one, and then the one with us. Like, but
we've done alright. Like,
see, John Sue, like, but John Sue, once TikTok came out, like born in Belfast and all, got bigger. Like,
up again.
But see, after 10 years, because transition's only a year, so it only has more and more years. And there's people who actually just only hear it. Like, there's probably people comment on it just recently hearing it as well. But it's been one of the biggest ones in Belfast,
definitely. It was big last year. But
rest in peace to wee Mal, too.
I've had people in Magaluf.
Rest in peace, Mal.
I've got a couple of make Magaluf who requires translation and stuff, and Lennon's not. Oh, we'll be on the first one. Translation!
Kids love it.
Yeah. And like, I loved it. Like,
see, yeah. The thing is, it's not really about. I know there's an older generation there, but when you're making tunes, you're not really thinking about the 50 year olds and the 40 year olds. Like, it's kids that's going to be promoting your music and listening to it and doing videos, dancing to it. And,
they're the future.
Oh, the kids
because
are the
when everyone else gets older, they're older and they're going to keep. They're going to remember when they were younger and they're going to keep buying your shit, but. Go back to Magaluf here as well. Like, obviously, with the whatever happened, like with the transition song, there was actually talks of us going to go to Magaluf and do a few things.
Yeah. So what's happening here? Is there Keyhole Union happening here?
It's hard to get
at the moment. Not at the moment.
Please don't say
it
all. Karen and fucking Steve
Slade
kills us.
Not at the moment. There's good things looking forward to without it as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, we've got a lot of things going here.
It's a never say never moment.
SP and Kavi, or would you just have a name? Or?
Fuck, I wouldn't just do it with Kavi. I would have to do it with Limbo.
Just hold.
If it was just you two making a song together, would you just have your name and his name?
Nah.
Would you call Transition then? No. Would you call K-Hole? And he just wrote Liam?
Code you call? Oh my god.
Just hold.
No, he's just stop it.
Next is hold.
Chode. Spode. SP and code.
Spode. What do you mean?
You get away with them, I think, easier just, because everyone's black.
Definitely you'd have a field day.
See if you put smell salts to anyone's nose, no matter what fucking nationality you are. You're going to get the same reaction. Only sometimes they might shout at you in a different language. But you're going to go...
It's mostly people speak English, mate.
Speaking about them, like, we need to get out to the streets again and start doing
that'll get on there in the fucking Victoria Square.
Because we hadn't really got the chance, but now we're back with 10 to kill.
And now you're back.
I know what you mean, though, because, like, I feel more unease when people are pissed.
Yeah,
because it's like you're pissed anyway. They ain't gonna give a fuck. No, I mean, their heads went la la la. They didn't give a flam fuck.
That's cool. Yeah.
See, your people are sober. It's harder to get reactions and stuff. People are more on the ball.
Yeah. See, your pranks, Tony. You walk down like behind people on the phone, don't you? And say, "Oh, I was fucking my sister."
Or just you know.
What the people not turn around and be like, "The fuck's wrong with me?"
No, they just giggle and just like hope they get off that fucking escalator. Like, when's this torture gonna end? But no, they're good. I'm saying I like come back now and do like more of the pranky stuff. I like that sort of, you know, the idea of like impractical jokers kind of thing, mm-hmm. where you can just throw your mate under the bus. So I'm gonna like start doing stuff like that there.
Yeah.
Like up Belfast at his finest page, we just done 6 million views in 1 month.
We done one and we couldn't post it. So me and Liam got in an elevator, it was actually in Victoria Square.
It's the best one,
and we're spraying the fuck out of fart spray. Right? And I was like, we were with the cameras on and I was like, oh my god, the lift smelled like absolute thing. Right? And
so he get out.
No, the doors open and he was standing at the back of the lift and I was standing at the doors. I could see through the glass and seeing that Victoria Square doors or lifts, you can see through who's coming in. And I went, damn, fucking 3 kids here, mate, you need to get out. And then I was like, I can't record kids, mate. They're fucking weird about this size. He stayed in the fucking the lift. I just
wanted to see their reaction.
And then I watched the back. I was laughing about like so.
You had
so
the smell.
The kid gets in and goes,
"Hello, I was already smelling it."
The kid gets in and goes, "Oh, it smells like a roast dinner." Your man's roast dinners are stinking.
What the fuck?
Like
your man's abusive.
Her face. She was
why did I post this?
Because kids, mate. Because
you don't want to. You need permission.
No, it's a real fart prank. Like, all it's already. It's not like.
I know, but
it's not like the pranks I do. I'm saying fucking fucks and shits and all out there. Like,
I don't know.
It's just like parents be funny about putting videos up with their kids.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to.
We've already got backlash from a few.
Everything we do, we get backlash.
I mean,
we could go out and fucking say some cunt from fucking falling down a fucking manhole.
No, hate like, culture's rising is bad enough.
See the last good funny video we've done with the smelling salts. There was people like, so it was my ex bird's bra's girl's twin.
Jesus Christ.
That was a lot there.
That was hard to take.
Sisters, cousins, boyfriends, aren't they?
Ex birds, bras, girls, twin.
That's the new K-Hole album, is it?
That's the name of the album.
I just called Bob Salts instead of K-Hole.
Bob Salts.
Bob Salts.
Funny, so what's next for you, big man? Or what?
Just doing a bit of traveling about. I've been such a like a Magaluf bubble. I just want to get away from it. So I'm actually going to change the name of the Magaluf to, I don't know, something to do with travel anyway. Or I might just change it to Belfast at its finest because that page's killing it. But obviously I'm not going to be in Belfast for a long time, so maybe I'd stay.
Maybe just called
Belfast on tour.
At its finest. I was thinking something like that.
Belfast on tour.
I can always change that other page name as well, so I'm thinking that. But yeah.
Tony on tour.
But you want people to like when they see that your page, who you, because if you change the name, people who follow you is going, who the fuck is this? Oh,
Tony the Traveller.
I don't know who the fuck this cunt is.
Yeah. You should go to all the counties or something.
Tony and Tyrone. 3 months in Hawaii, so I was thinking Tony Travels or something like that there, so that's it. And then I'm just going to make like a proper travel page. I kind of want to get away from this Magaluf thing. I've just,
are you going
I feel
back
like I've just been doing the same content for
many
years.
Years. Magaluf.
Done 6 seasons together. I came out like more longer than that, but obviously because of like coronavirus and stuff, I've not to knock a few years off and stuff. So I've done like properly 6 seasons.
Knock a few years off your life.
Fucking yeah. Coronavirus.
Are you going out next year?
Don't know. Yeah, it's debatable.
Would you not fucking change it up and go to Ibiza or something for the season?
I know, but like, the thing is, like, I make good money in Magaluf, so like, and like, I'll have to start from the start and stuff. Like, the I've got like 4 jobs there. Like, they get in the position I'm in now. Like, you have to work your balls off. Yeah, so
would you live in like Palma or something? Just like round it. Round the side, Magaluf.
Fucking at least Bonnie's gone. Can I speak English? Like, oh.
Do you have a missus out there?
I had a missus that summer. Two misses. Not at the same time. Jesus Christ. No, I was seeing a Scottish girl, and then me and her kind of finished, and then I went and seen another Scottish girl. Shout out the Scottish girls.
Right, what happened?
And I don't know, just didn't work out. She was a bit nuts, and then we actually became mates when me and her finished. And then the season just ended with me and her. I'm going to see, like, the one I was seeing there, I'm going to see her, like, this weekend in Scotland. It's Magaluf. It's these relationships you're talking about, you've probably been in it for yourself. Like, yeah, you don't even... yeah. It's like Love Island, isn't it? You see each other, you're with each other, then the fucking villains, and they all split up. You know what I mean? It's something like that
there.
They're
working there, too?
Yeah, they worked there, yeah. Wasn't seeing someone who's on holiday for a week, like...
But I thought you would have done it, because they go away and there's new ones coming in. It's good as well, because
they keep you tame, because, like, when you're seeing someone, I'll say most people go out to, like, trampool and shit, don't know, like that. Like that would have you on the drink. So it's like it's good when you have a girl, because you're just like, come on, man, you go back and fucking eat a pizza or something. So like,
eat a pizza. You go eat a pizza.
Eat a pizza.
One season was enough for me. Like it just, I was after it. I just felt fucking like I needed to like raise up. You know, like, but it was after uni. And then I was like, you know what? And I was finished in our relationship, so I was like, I need a big blowout.
And then when he's not, man, I used to be...
That's me waist up, man. Running away from problems, if you know what I mean.
Instead of facing them.
Yeah, and I didn't think I was even going to come back. I thought that was me, Juan Pablo, Espanol, Bamos, you know what I mean? And then after a while, I was like, just wanted to come home, you know what I mean?
Seen Emmett and Snowball went and seen you, didn't
they? Emmett and Snowball, Stevie Ryan. Everyone knew me like around the strip, like, and even all the people in the kebab shops and all the fellas. They're just like, yo,
it's one street, like everyone.
It's just one big street, like.
Shout out to the Turkish kebab shop. To found my phone, Magaluf. I lost it for 4 days.
You're lucky to get that back, like,
because the last day,
me and my girlfriend,
small chance of that.
Obviously,
we're small statistic.
Went back and like me and her went over, and then, you know, just see a couple of people like Natalia and all.
Yeah.
Natalia and Connor and all.
Natalia, is it?
Aye, Natalia's legend.
As you said.
So my missus and all met her, and then fucking she ended up, we were on the beach first night, fucking Caitlin lost her phone. Her phone got stroked as well.
Four days, fucking calls come. I would never, ever, ever steal a phone, right, for a start. But see if it did find a phone. No matter what phone it was, I would hand it back.
No, 100%.
I always give it back. You're not going, what are you getting with a fucking phone?
Well, people are smart these days. Do what people do. So, like, people know they're, like, proper stupid and they'll lose their phones. So I've found a lot of people's phones, like, and they like leave a message. If return, can you message this Instagram is my friend and stuff. But that's smart as fuck.
No, yeah. So there's a thing you can, on an iPhone, you can actually go on your Find My iPhone and you can leave a message on your home screen.
Was it?
Yeah, so you can go on it and just write, like, if you find us, can you call this number, please, and I'll give you a reward. But see, a good thing to do, which I done before, I found a phone, but when an iPhone's locked, sometimes you can't read the messages, they've got them turned off. And I was like, didn't know what it said, so I was like, hey Siri, call mum. And the phone rang mum, and it was the Uyghur's man. I was like, yeah, I found this phone, and I ended up returning the phone.
That's good. And
just by using my brain, you know what I mean?
I know. I used to think I had built into my head, I had it like, instead of Find My iPhone, like, it was like Find My Friend up. So I used to just pretend to stick it on, and I lost everyone, and then just used to find people no matter what.
Do you want to hear it? Apple need to take this idea and fucking run with it, right? Because I don't know why they haven't done this. Apple need, on their Find My iPhone, there needs to be an option to turn the phone back on. So when people who steal it turn it off, you can go on Find My iPhone, turn the phone back on, and then you can find it. Because see, when they turn it off, you can't track it. So why isn't there an option on FM FM?
To track it still when it's turned off?
Yeah, or turn it back. Like, you can turn it back on from your side. So when that phone goes on, it'll send the location to
send
you.
Send location.
Why does it not? Why did it not do that? I don't know. Steve Jobs fucking sorted it.
He's dead.
He's dead.
he couldn't manage a hand job in a wank factory.
Fucking what do you call your one?
What, the one that's alive, imagine?
Steve Jobs.
Sort
this out here, big
one. Steve Jobs. AI Steve Jobs. Sort of.
See what the Google Pixel has? Right, so you can stick your earphones in and someone else stick their earphones in, see if they're speaking Chinese. It'll come in English in you, and then you can speak English and it'll turn Chinese in their ears. That's man, crazy. That's like, it's not crazy. Like,
you can IP them here.
It's crazy.
I mean, I use
technology
ChatGPT all the time.
We're gonna build something one day. It's gonna kill us all. I'm telling you, man. I think the Terminator shit's happening.
Terminator races the machines. The
is it? We're gonna get bummed by these fucking machines. I'm telling you.
Oh, the Louvre. Like in France.
The Louvre? Did they get the Mona Lisa?
They cut a hole in the glass, grab the crane up to the window, use cutters, cut that, and then let them walk
across. That's something in Mission Impossible.
I know.
Yeah, what did they get? Did they get any? Do you know you can't buy anything from the Louvre? You can't buy it.
You can stroke it, but...
Because it's... What's the word?
It's priceless art. You can't put a price on it.
I've got a question. The fuck's the Louvre?
The Louvre is like a very... It's one of the biggest art museums in the world.
Oh, is that where the Mona Lisa
that's
all
the
is?
Mona Lisa.
Some contrary to throw fucking oil
that
over
has a tune
paint over it. They have a screen in front of it now.
Yeah, smart.
Painted by Da Vinci and fucking like... Oh. But there's a way, Matt, to be when you're looking at it, like the background. The background's wrong. It's whenever I don't know.
I don't like the picture.
Do you remember we were watching here? We were in your house with watching the McGregor fight. You were, Gavin, and obviously we were on it. Wait until next morning. Went down. I think you got bit by Diaz or something. And we went down to Musgrave, and there was a gaff, an abandoned house. We were calling it Rubberneck's Gaff. And there was three stories, and there was nothing there. It felt like the stairs were going to cave in. There was about 20 of us, and we walked up to the very top. And at the very top, all there was a Mona Lisa.
I can't. I was when we were throwing the bags of dog shit.
Oh, you were sticking them in my pockets. I just had big bags of dog shit in my pockets.
Oh, it was like loaded bags.
And every time I threw them out, you just kept coming back with more. Put them in.
Yeah, I can remember. They're actually, someone's rebuilt them houses. They're real.
I thought you said rebuilt the dog shit.
Probably haven't. See if you drive over the Bouch Road.
Yes, it's done up. Rubberneck Gaff's done up. But it was just a Mona Lisa. And I remember just staring at it going, is this why we came up these stairs? This is mad.
Maybe I was the real one, mate. But that's the only thing. Mona Lisa's worth like a billion.
That's supposed to be one off like Timu or something.
Yeah,
I don't know why I like the piece of shit. If you look at
see
it now, like,
yeah, but see you
back to
see if you think about it, that fella drew that painting like so many thousand years ago, and it's still this day.
Yeah, it's still
sitting
all
colourful. Like, it's not 200 years ago, mate. It's fucking well old, well older than 200. Right, Google.
Right,
we need to chop GPT that shit right now.
The Da Vinci Code.
I would say
she hasn't aged at all. Like,
did you find it? How long it is? How old is the Mona Lisa? I would say 1,000 years old.
400,
I
would say.
Huh?
No, don't give a phone the whole time.
What's your guess, Juan Pablo?
Do you want to say 200 years?
I'm going to say just 90 or something.
Oh, man. 90?
It's
old as fuck.
90, like, it's definitely over 100.
Are you on about the original? Or the,
What are you saying?
I thought you meant the...
I said 400.
I thought you meant the Mona Lisa Pro Max.
500 show here. I was the new driver.
522 to be precise.
522.
You were saying 200. You were saying that long.
I said 400. Like,
what would you mind for the safer option? Painted by Leonardo da Vinci. What else to know about it? The background, this side doesn't match the other side or something. I don't know.
There's a certain bit of it that's like, it doesn't look as natural as the orbit.
See, MPX are scrummy. Scooby Doo when they're like, they just moved their eyes. Like, I think, they walk past it and it just goes.
Was there any M in the Louvre, Jean-Paul, when you remember?
Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
I love
Scooby-Doo.
Where's
the Mona Lisa looking in our Scooby-Doo? What do you call the one?
Scooby-Doo. I used to love Scooby-Doo.
Oh, it's just, I guess,
here. Is that Scooby?
That's Mona Lisa after fucking
I was
partying.
Painted by Picasso, wasn't
that's
it?
That's her on a calm down.
I'm Mona Lisa on a calm down. Her face just smells. It actually looks like Paul Burr.
all the ones in the Louvre, like, they're all done by off.
Paul Burr.
I seen a video, it was a couple of Chinese went at an auction, and they were bidding on one of Picasso's paintings. And there was the bid started off at 100 million. And it was like, they're just bidding like, fuck, 180 million and so forth. Mate, I think more than that. But then I was reading the comments, and apparently that's just how you launder money. Like, fuck, just buy artwork.
Artwork's worth it.
I've got an idea. Remember last time I was here? Art. We done that game, wasn't it? Remember, like, the five modest bastards? Should we play another one? We'll make a Belfast video. What's the most five roughest areas in Belfast? We'll start this way, make our way around here.
I'll give you five rough
North areas. North of Ireland or Northern Ireland, whatever you want to call it.
Five rough areas.
In our
West Belfast?
Five, just we'll do top five, innit? Not West Belfast, I mean Belfast or even Northern Ireland.
There's far worse places than Moyart, for fuck's sake.
I know.
He doesn't know what to say to West.
He's a West boy.
West Belfast, man.
What do you see? He's always
fucking
like
that. Any worse. Like, there's so much places in North Belfast. Or just fucking James. There's a... I think Beachmouth's fucking rough.
Beachmouth's pretty rough, like.
The village?
No, I got to
say... Street?
No, New Lodge, that's a fucking...
At Candy Street should be called Dogshade Street.
Dogshade, or
the Royal Hospital car park.
No, do you ever go to New Lodge? Even like fucking Rihanna done that fucking music video. We found Love in a Hopeless Place. If I was to make a Rob video about me fucking losing money, I'd do it in New Lodge.
In New Lodge, we got M66 and all representing anyway. Everyone representing.
What's your rough area?
My rough area probably like fucking just Cully back here or something.
Fuck's that?
It's on Belfast, mate.
What? It's outside of Belfast, but...
No, the question is, in Belfast?
Probably like somewhere like fucking Ralph Cool or something.
That's not...
That's not Belfast, mate.
Isn't it?
Next time he's... Have another go,
Ralph Cool is the
Belfast. Yes, are making me go... Have another go, it's Beijing in Belfast. Look at
that. Well, from the west, probably like...
Perth Lodge is pretty rough, like...
He's still
in
West.
He's only made it up a street.
Where else am I going?
If it's anywhere outside Belfast, I would say Ballymena. I've never been like, but
I like Ballymena.
Devis is pretty rough.
Ballymena, but
isn't that Devis? It's bad, but it's not that dirty. Like,
you mad?
I mean, not dirty.
Are you on about dirty places or just rough? Like,
well, just rough people as well. Like, just like violence as well as rough.
The worst place in the whole of
I can't
diss
Belfast.
No, yeah. No, they produce some scumbags there.
You're somewhere I don't like.
Follow me now. If you sound like that, you're coming from a rough area, not
Newton Arch.
That's where Concora House
is. Andy's the best Nards. Rapper from North Down. Is it North Down?
Is he still kicking about, is he?
The rapper I know doesn't actually have a full song. He just does all we like.
I sent this out to West Bell FASD. I sent this out to West Bell.
John, you're going to have a headache trying to put all these together.
Can we take a piss break now?
Right, what's the top five best films in Belfast? Belfast, you just said one earlier, actually.
Belfast made films?
Yeah.
Mickey Bow Me.
Fucking shout.
Mickey Bow Me is a
man about a dog.
Yeah, shout. Has anyone watched the one? It's called, it's fucking mad. It's called The Most Fertile Man in Ireland.
Yep.
Have you seen that? You read ginger cunt? Just a pregnancy recall? Oh,
I haven't seen that.
No.
That sounds mad.
Yeah, it's mad. These women in Belfast can't get pregnant.
The buttons, it's not, that's down.
No, it's bad. I mean, it's a sick film though.
You, me and Marley.
Hold
the Joy Raiders.
That's like a fucking, that's like a Cavi 4X starter kit, that film.
You, me and Marley, is that the one that steal, what's the one that steal a car chain drive down?
That's a sick film.
Accelerator's pretty good.
Fuck me. I actually forgot about that one. We used to watch it on CBS.
Pretty good. Like,
you watched the new Blue Lights?
No, I need good. I need to watch it. Is that
see,
the
there's
more year?
Better seasons like the fall.
The fall is unreal. I'd rate that 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
and the moves
10 out of 10.
Why is the fall?
Remember that?
Reported here.
Jimmy Dornan.
Yeah, have you not seen that?
Jimmy Dornan.
The fall.
It's one of the best Belfast series I've watched. He's a serial killer.
I know your dreams, Sheila. No, he's like I know. Kind of weird when you do. I know your moves, Sheila. I know what way you run about.
Have you ever watched what's that R one? It's a Belfast one. Blue a Belfast Lights. Story. You seen that?
It's just a Belfast with UVA Army.
Nah, is that the one in black and white?
See, instead of seeing FBI and all, see when you just see PS and it's just way better. Like watching it, it hits home.
Yeah, we were away in the name of the father. We were away for a couple of weeks.
When the Chicks of Barley as well.
That's not Belfast, like, but.
Same thing.
See, when we were away, we met a couple of cons from Liverpool. They're no wheels, and they couldn't believe that, like, people got kneecapped, and they were like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Why people call your door and say he had to meet us?" And they were like, "Just don't go. You have to go, or you get shot in the back."
It's because they got
it easy. You can't get her head around it. Like, that actually happens.
People get naked.
What do you mean? What
do you Welsh mean? People get it easy. Like,
see, over in England, Scotland, Wales don't have palm bodies.
Wales or Scotland don't have passports, apart from British ones.
We don't have, what's the thing we don't have?
We don't get, like, a bailiff. We don't get, like, repo men. So no one can come out to your house and go, "I'm taking your car, you didn't pay your finance."
We just get the herbs at your door.
Because that's just a hood.
Uh-huh. So, like, no one can do it. So you can send that recovery man at your door and they'll not come out. But see, in England, they come out your door, just start lifting stuff. Just start putting your car on the back of a fucking pickup truck and bringing it away. They're ball bags over there, but they don't do it here. So
that's why everybody's fucking on the frog
up
list
at
over
up
here.
At dissonance. Keep the fucking here. Bailiffs away from us.
Definitely.
Fucking getting all sorts of... All they can do is send you letters.
What's the maddest letter you've got?
I've had a few mad letters. Like...
Fan or something?
No. I can't even say.
I was thinking about it too, man.
It's like my fucking mail's just like at their PCR, to just shreds of stuff for the letterbox. You don't even have to read it.
I don't even know.
There's certain letters, I just go put that in the pen.
Tony, your test results have came back.
Letters in my house are fantastic. I don't open them. They're just all the same bollocks. People looking money off you, fuck off.
You never get a nice letter anymore.
Nah, you don't. I get anxiety when I get to see a letter. I just go, "Oh, fuck."
Oh, what
they still what gotta pay now?
I'm not paying a TV license. I don't care how many times you ask me.
No, he's not paying a glitter or a TV
I'm
license.
Not paying a glitter or a TV license. It's against my ethics. It's against my morals. And I don't agree with
it. What's TV on the glitter?
You fucky glitter inspectors.
Yeah.
You have to be a proper version to be... Like, one of the people that go on take tickets, or one of the ones that gave you... car parking
thing. I think most of them were bullied in school. Man. Like,
if they get their own back, yeah.
Yeah, they get their own back because they always got like the one most 40 people over people.
How could you go home and fuck your wife after?
Like, how does your wife fuck you? How was Harvey's work, honey?
What
the
hell? What'd you do?
Pull the few kids the fuck off.
You're fucking.
Give a 6-year-old a 50 quid.
Give a government fucking 80 quid.
Great.
They're cunts on commission too, the bastards.
Glitter people, sort
do
your fucking life out.
They are, or?
The ones that do tickets get commission, but
what? If they give 100 tickets out.
What, the glitter people get that as well?
No, I
got a sound glitter man the other day. He's young, he's like, but my phone died. And I was like, got some woman who works there to write the size phone died on the way up the road. And then I was like, "Oh, phone's dead, mate." And he's like, "Ah, it's all right. I know who you are anyway." And he's like, still doing the rapping and all. And then he goes, "You limbo slice." I was like, "Oh," he's like, "Fuck that orange, it can't be." And all. He was on this glider. And he was saying, "You don't know who I am," or something. He's not too bad.
In England, they actually fine you for fucking, like, there's something watching for throwing fake butts on the ground and you come fine you.
Sure, Smokey got fine for putting his feet up in there or something.
He put his feet up and, like, just to relax, but and he got a caution.
What if you just say, like, "I'm not giving you my name is, like," and just make up a bullshit name, and what's he going to do?
That's what you do.
Yeah, I was spending about $4,000.
And I live in fucking 81 fucking Mississippi Avenue.
My name's Marty Count there.
But he goes, you don't believe that's my name, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I always pay $4,000. I got my hospital open. They try to charge me $3,000. And like I just said, I'm not paying it because, like, I'm a resident. But they were like, "No, we took you to a private hospital." I'm like, "Fuck off, I'm not paying it." And then I got caught on my scooter without me gimpy face on. And I have 100 quid, so I feel like when I go back next year, I'm fucked.
How did you split your head open?
I was trolling the internet. I told her on the internet I was fighting a looky-looky man. It didn't happen. I was just off my nut, and I was on my mate's shoulders, and we ran down the strip, and I just went over and gave the ground a wee kiss. And
yeah, cold.
I was out cold, and I woke up in the hospital, fucking blood all over me, and some Spanish woman running about with a card reader trying to fucking tap my money off me and everything. They must be on commission as well.
It must have been going about Megaloof how Tony died. Like,
no, imagine that.
There's wee doctors, you know, just down near the bottom of the strip where the parrot.
I'm not on a jump with parrot.
You're just beside there. There's loads. But no, I got cracked in the lip by a Polish fella, and then fucking Miguel, who I live with, he went there. I didn't have any holiday insurance, so I went there and he paid for me. I just had to pay him back on the next wage.
What was it?
Can't remember. I actually can't remember.
So imagine it's not like, free half.
But it was a Welsh woman who worked there, and she, like, just give me a cup of tea, lads. And I hadn't drank tea in ages.
Great.
And it was a wee hard cup, and I just felt like I was at home, you know what I mean? Just getting a wee tea. Like, here you go, wee love. Nah, I don't get a biscuit.
Well, there's no
soggy nice, biscuit.
There's no nicer tea and toast than the hospital. Like,
oh, I'd see toast in the hospital and tea, it's great. See, when she was in labour and all, I was, and then
eating the toast.
I was getting wee extra toast. what do you call her? Emer? Your dad's a boxing coach. Why did I forget her second name?
She's nice toast.
She just seen me in the labour room as well with the child and all, when he's only born. Like, what's happening, SP? He's like, here, fucking just give me loads of toast and loads of tea.
What do we want?
Actually, nah, he's just sticking to the milk.
So, lads, if there's any kids watching or any younger generation watching this right now and they're looking to go to Magaluf for the first time, is there any advice you would give to them?
Don't dive in too hard. Don't drink too much. Don't
stick together.
Put a fucking condom on because you're going to get a soggy dick. What else? I'm just going through all my mistakes.
Stay away from balconies.
Stick
close to your mates and make sure you don't have your phone out. Don't connect your phone to a speaker on the beach and try and be a DJ because you'll have no phone.
Don't leave your mate on a night out and don't be left on a night out because that's when you get most shit. You end up waking up on the beach and fucking with your arsehole wet and no phone in your back pocket.
What happens if you're found down an alley where a condom hanging out of your arse?
Well, last time it happened to me, what I done was I could call it Tuesday. No, I was just going to say you're fucked. You are fucked, aren't you? Nah, I get checked and sort your life out and pray to Jesus. Fuck it.
Party. My brother, Party.
Just don't talk about it in the podcast, you know what I mean?
he walked from Magaluf to Santa Ponsa, like, just dandered it, but that's a good old dander.
He was all
taxi.
He just walked it with no phone.
He walked it from here to
he walked it. He walked it from Sligo to Turkey.
From the channel.
He walked. I seen a Sligo man walk from England. From England to Ocean Beach last year.
I seen that as well.
He walked it. Ocean Beach. He walked it. Ah.
That'd be some buzz.
I seen that pervert in fucking Magaluf.
That's the best day ever once you actually reach Ocean Beach.
Just the tunes and all. I'd be sleeping after.
You'd be busted. You can't get in the pool.
Hey, it was a fucking pleasure having you on. Thank you. You're always welcome.
Thank you very much.
Friends and family of the show.
Must say, I'm gutted. I'm missing the first live show on fucking Friday. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, folks.
Shout out to Babs and all the Babs workers for looking after me. Big shout out to Big Stevie, the horse O'Neill, after recovering on his heart surgery. We thought we lost you, big man, but you're still here. Big love from everybody at the podcast.
And go and sign up to our Patreon. The link's in our Instagram bio. And there's loads of good content on that.
Roll on the show. So
and 14th of November, there's another show. Caffrey's, The Beehive. You've got me, Sean Paul, some of West Belfast, some of all Belfast
I'll
friends.
Be there.
We've got guests over from Liverpool. We've got all sorts of different categories of music coming on this night. So you're going to be loving it. Come down and check us out. 14th of November.
New freestyle session out as well with it.
See you later.